You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, parents. This is Tracy. And today we're going to talk about parent-teacher interviews, the do's and don'ts, and how to get the very best out of your time with your child's teacher. First comes the report card, and that's followed up by an appointment or your invitation to your child's parent-teacher interview. Now, we know that teachers play a really important role in your child's life, and this is your chance to get some one-on-one special time with that important person. Today with us, we have a real teacher, Tammy Earle. She teaches grades 6 to 12 at Rothay Netherwood School. Hello, Tammy.
Hello.
How are you today?
Great.
Good. Well, it's the time of year when we get ready for parent-teacher interviews, and I was wondering if you could just answer a few questions for us. The first thing I was wondering is, what can parents do to prepare for the parent-teacher interview?
I think it's important before a parent meets with a teacher to, first of all, look over their report cards. They usually receive their report cards ahead of time, and I think it's important to go over it carefully and also to sit down with their child to talk it over with them to see if the child has any questions or concerns that the parent can bring to the teacher.
That's a good point. Should the parent bring the report card to the interview or?
I think that's important. I think to bring it with them so they have the teacher's notes or comments in front of them so they can discuss them is important. But also it's a great piece of paper to have if they want to make notes. Often parents can bring it in with them and they'll make notes in the margin. So I think it's important when the teacher makes comments, they can write it directly on the report card and they can bring that back to the child and discuss it with them upon returning from the parent-teacher interview.
Right. Okay. So the parent makes notes when they're there and then goes home and talks to the child. Okay, good. Is there any special way for a parent to talk to a teacher? Like personally, how should they approach this and what kind of a mood should they be in or any tips that way?
Well, I think if you go in with a list of questions that you want to have answered ahead of time, you're more prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than going in there and often leaving without some questions answered, if you go in with a list of questions or even just statements you want to tell the teacher, such as strategies for your child, the way they learn, every child is different. So it really does help the teacher if you have set strategies. Your child is a visual learner. They learn best when things are written down, etc. And I think if you go in there with a list of questions and a list of statements, it helps the teacher. And it also helps keep the conversation focused.
Tammy, what do you do with the parent who likes to hog all the teacher's time? I know we've all been there to those interviews where as parents that we've had to wait and wait to see the teacher. And there's always just some parent in front of us who seems to hog the teacher's time. How, as a teacher, how do you handle that? And what advice do you have for parents?
Well, most teacher interviews are limited to approximately 10 minutes each. And for some parents, 10 minutes is enough just to go in and ask their few questions. But for some parents, they do have more things that they need to talk about. And I think it's important as a teacher to make sure that you do stay on your schedule because otherwise you have a long waiting list outside of your classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So for parents, and I guess for the teacher as well, I do recommend that you really try to stick to your 10-minute time slot and that you simply go over a few goals and strategies, and at the end of the 10-minute meeting maybe set a goal to accomplish, and with a parent set up a time to maybe reconvene in 3 weeks, whether it's by phone or by another meeting. And so set a goal and see how the student makes over that 3-week period, and then you can reconvene or check in with them and see how they're doing. And I think that's important because often there are several strategies that you want to try and you need to give things time.
Yeah.
And so if they're not doing well on a test, then you can simply say, okay, well, let's try this on the next test. And after they write the test, let's chat and let's see how they've done. And so the parents know that the parent-teacher is not the only time that you're going to ever talk to them. And I think that's the relationship that you want to build with your teacher, that it's not just once in the fall, once in the spring, and that's the only 2 times you talk to them, that you can have those conversations or those quick little emails in between and check in and see how they're doing and see if they're meeting that goal or those expectations in between. And sometimes even a little note on a piece of paper home will suffice from the teacher saying, hey, they did a great job, this seemed to work, or no, this strategy didn't work, let's try something else. So I think by setting some of those goals in the parent-teacher meeting, and then after that, coming up with new goals, new strategies work, rather than try to accomplish everything in a small 10-minute slot.
Good advice. Thank you very much. What other kinds of questions would you suggest?
A lot of the common questions that parents like to ask the teachers are, how is my son or daughter at handing things in on time? How well do they prepare for their tests? It's also great to ask the question, what does my child do well? I think it's important that you always get something positive out of that. So to ask a teacher, what does my child do well, is something positive you can bring back home to that child. And then, obviously, you can ask the next question is, do you have any suggestions for them to improve? So I think getting sort of both aspects is important, not just what can they do to do better, but also to compliment the child and see what they do well.
What are things that teachers do not want to hear from the parents? Or what kinds of questions are not really important or are not productive in a parent-teacher interview?
Well, I think sometimes parents and teachers can focus in sometimes on one small instant or one small test. I think it's important that if a parent should feel comfortable to bring in a test or bring in an assignment and to actually ask those questions, but not really to hone in on one specific task or one specific mark, that really it's the overall
big picture.
The big picture, exactly. So, and I really do encourage parents to be honest. I think they need to ask those questions, but also be good listeners when the teacher responds to that and take what the teacher's saying to heart and have that discussion.
What about how well a student participates in class? Is that important?
I think a student participating in class is important, but that doesn't mean they have to be a very loud vocal presence in the classroom. There are shy students. I think teachers realize that some students are very eager and keen to put up their hand and be the first to answer. And there are other students who are more of an introvert, that's not their nature. And I think the teachers try to draw out responses from the students. So, yes, as a teacher, I want my students to participate, but that doesn't mean they have to be
the most vocal person.
Exactly.
What about social skills? Should parents be concerned about how their children are developing socially? You know, if they're making friends, if they get along with other children, et cetera?
Absolutely. I think when you do go in with your list of questions, I think definitely the academic questions about handing things in on time and preparing for tests are important, but also their interaction with other students, socializing, how they interact in group work, how well they do in presentations. Socializing is just as important in the classroom, and I think having that discussion is of great value.
How should parents talk to their children afterward? Is it important to discuss what went on during the parent-teacher interview?
I think so. I think when they get back, it's important to sit down with your child and to discuss what the teacher has said, especially if they have anything positive. I think it really is important for the child to hear things like, your teacher thought you did a great job on your essay or your presentation. I think it really does something for the child to hear that positive feedback. And sometimes we tend to say, oh, they think you should fix this or fix that. But the positive is equally as important. Mm-hmm. And I think having that conversation and having them involved in the conversation is important.
Yeah. And what about if you have notes and you take them home and you want to get in contact with the teacher again afterward? Is that taboo or do you think that's a good idea?
I think all teachers encourage parents to keep in contact with them. Every teacher is different in terms of how they would like to be contacted. Some teachers prefer email and are very happy to give you an email address. So that is a question you may want to ask in the interview. What is their preferred method? And they may give you an email address, or they may prefer you to call the school office to book a time. So that's a great question to ask parents when you're in the interview. If you would like to discuss something with them further, how would they like you to contact them?
Okay. A trend I'm seeing lately is a lot of children going to the parent-teacher interview, accompanying the parent to that. What do you think of that?
I have no problem with a student coming in. I actually think it's great to have them there. I don't think there's anything I wouldn't say to a parent that I wouldn't say in front of the student. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can speak on behalf of every teacher, but I do believe in having that open door policy, and that if there's something that the student needs to work on, that I'd be happy to say it to them and say it to the parent as well. And some will maybe do a compromise where they will talk with a student and talk with the parent separately, but a lot of teachers do.
I know that I have heard this from other teachers, that often they're disappointed by the number of parents that actually take advantage and come to the parent-teacher interview, that they seem to only get the parents that belong to children that are doing well anyway, but they don't get the parents from the kids that really need to have a parent more involved. Does that make sense?
Yes. I think that does happen often. I think it's usually the students who do well are the parents you tend to see, and when you sit there and the parent teacher, you have wonderful things to say. And there are sometimes parents who cannot make it. I think the school that I work at is a little bit different. We usually do follow that up with either a phone call or an email and somehow make contact with them. So although you would really like to get that face-to-face, a lot of teachers will contact the parent afterwards and still have that contact with them. And as long as you do have that interaction with the parent, face-to-face is wonderful on a parent-teacher, but if they can't make it because of work commitments or because of distance, then absolutely an email or a phone call is equal value.
And parents shouldn't feel intimidated by contacting the teacher or even just asking them the best way to contact the teacher, right?
No, I think that's wonderful. I think by asking a teacher, how would you prefer to be contacted, then the teacher can answer honestly and say, me personally, I love to have an email because that allows me to respond to the parent when I have time to sit down and respond back. It's difficult to contact teachers sometimes by phone because they're in the classroom. You end up playing phone tag sometimes. So for me personally, I love an email from a parent. Just a quick one saying, hi, how's my son or daughter doing? Or do you have any suggestions? They're stuck on this essay. And I'd be happy to respond back to that. And I think every teacher has a slightly different way of preferred communication. And by asking that in a parent-teacher interview, you know ahead of time.
That's good advice. Thank you very much for talking to us today, Tammy. And we'll all feel a lot better when we go to those parent-teacher interviews this year.
Well, great. I hope you enjoy them.
Bye-bye.
Bye.